Hello everyone, and welcome to our meditation together. And thank you for all the greetings on the chat. So sometimes meditation is associated with having a quiet mind. And that can be certainly be one of the pleasures and wonderful aspects of meditation. And sometimes a quiet mind is associated with having no thoughts. That also can happen, but all in its own time. Something that you might want to think about is that part of what we do in meditation is to change our self-talk, how we talk to ourselves, the nature of our thinking itself. And sometimes it's more useful to think about adjusting our thinking, our self-talk, than it is trying to fight it and trying to stop it. And partly that's to create the conditions where it's easier for thinking to become quiet and calm. But if thinking is very active and assertive and afraid and there's a lot of strong drive in it, it can be almost kind of counterproductive to struggle against it. But kind of kind of join it in a certain way in order to adjust it. And just like you would adjust your speech if you were at a... I don't know, if you were at a loud party and you were happy to see your friends again and for a long time and you were talking loudly, versus if you go into a nursery school when the kids are napping, or you go to into some kind of sacred ceremony where everyone is quiet. And so you would quiet your voice maybe in these different settings. So to think of entering into meditation as a time to also certainly quiet your thinking, but shift your thinking so that you're thinking well of yourself, that you're not dwelling and ruminating in your challenges, your negative self-talk, but there's a gentle movement towards thinking in ways that are supportive, that's generous to yourself, that's generous to the world. And it involves an active shifting to thinking well and asking yourself, what would be beneficial right now? And how could I address my pain, my suffering? How can I think about it in ways that are supportive and compassionate? How can I appreciate the good qualities and strengths that I have when I sit to meditate and not get have the negativity bias and to look for the problems all the time, but to look at what's beneficial, how you're fortunate in this moment. And it's not to be sentimental or Pollyannish about it, but... sometimes the excessive criticalness which we live in and the drivenness of thinking is not really beneficial for anyone. And it's quite appropriate to somehow shift the way we think. So you don't have to make this a full-time practice during this meditation. But you might, at the beginning and from time to time, see if it can be helpful for you to shift how you're oriented in your thinking and think in ways that are beneficial and positive, supportive, especially what's supportive for the meditation practice itself. So your thinking begins shifting towards the present moment here and now, and not about things that are other places, other times, and plans and memories and things. But having a positive, kind of a positive regard to what's here. And as you do that, you might find that it becomes easier to begin also let go of thoughts and to begin settling down into the meditation, into the breathing and being here. So taking an upright, alert posture, or any posture that supports you in your meditation, and to gently close your eyes. And before doing anything else, could you consider take a few moments to consider, what ways can you think about yourself and your circumstances right now in a positive way? In a generous way, in a kind way, here, now. Maybe with appreciation for yourself, caring thoughts for your own well-being. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Aware of the body as you breathe deeply, but maybe aware, slightly conditioned by, influenced by your good thoughts as you sit here. As you exhale, to relax and let go. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And perhaps with thoughts that are generous and caring, let your attention, direct your attention to different parts of your body. And as you exhale, generously relax or soften. And if you're able to relax some parts of your body, don't rush on to the next thing, but have some thoughts of appreciation that you had this opportunity. Especially relaxing the shoulders. The belly, sometimes the hands can be loosened up a bit. And as you exhale, you might also relax any tension associated with thinking, any pressure to think, tightness, contraction around thinking, relaxing the thinking muscle. And perhaps gently and calmly, quietly, appreciate anything that's you can appreciate about these first few minutes of meditation. Thoughts of appreciation of being maybe a little bit more connected to yourself, a little bit more calm, a little bit more relaxed. Experimenting with thinking, with a self-talk, has a tone of of support and warmth and goodwill for yourself, putting aside any harshness, criticalness that might be there. And then have a few thoughts, gentle, quiet thoughts, about turning your attention more fully into the breathing. Thoughts about how is the inhale different than the exhale? Simple thoughts about how might you rest in the experience of breathing more fully? Maybe you can have a few simple thoughts about how there's so little you need to think about right now. It's enough just to be here, breathing. If you do find yourself thinking, notice whether the thinking is supportive or kind or wholesome. And if it isn't, switch your thinking to something that's wholesome in relationship to being here meditating. And then maybe let go of your thoughts or quiet your thinking. Maybe you can gently quiet your thinking, relaxing the energy, the pressure to think, the forcefulness of thinking. Let it become quieter and quieter, softer and softer, making more room in awareness for resting on the breathing, for experiencing breathing more fully. as we come to the end of this meditation, maybe you can have a few wholesome thoughts as you consider the world around you, the people who you are liable to think about or encounter today or in the next period. To have wholesome thoughts about them, maybe of appreciation, maybe of goodwill, well wishing for them. And to have a few wholesome thoughts about yourself, appreciating yourself and appreciating anything about how you are at this moment. And maybe think about how you are at this moment might support you in supporting others, in being friendly to the people you will encounter or think about. And may it be that any benefits that have come from this meditation, that you consider how you might quietly and wholesomely use them to benefit others, contribute to the welfare and happiness of the world. And may it be that meditation practice for us is a means by which we can live a better life, contributing to the welfare and happiness of all. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.